The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We have established over and over again that God wants us to enjoy miracles this year, like the one we just heard now. God wants your family to be a family that enjoys miracles, signs, and wonders. That's God's plan for your family. Anything other than that is a lie. I know God will never lie. Numbers 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. It's a God that can never lie. He's God and he cannot lie. And in your life, God will prove himself in Jesus' name. And one of the vital facts that brings the miracles of God to bear in your family is called prayer. One of the things that brings the issue of your family being settled as a miraculous family is prayer. You are either a prayerful family or a playful family. You can't be the two at the same time. You are either a family that is engaged in praying or a family that is engaged in playing. Just playing, just having fun all the way. And quickly this morning, there are vital facts about prayer and the family. In the first service, I said, the devil does not want your family to pray because he knows when your family pray, your family becomes in charge. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, going about who, seeking whom to devour. He doesn't want your family to pray. Vital fact number two about prayer is that prayer in the family shields the family from attack. Prayer in the family shields the family from attack. Prayer in the family shields the family from attack. In the scripture that we read earlier on in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, it says, though we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6 verse 12. It says, but take on the whole armor of God. That's verse 13. So our God is a God that has always wanted us to win because he knows that forces will be against us and he doesn't want us to be a prey. You will never be a prey. Number three vital fact about family and prayer is that prayer of agreement in the family is very strong and has power. Prayer of agreement in the family is very strong and has power. Number four vital fact about prayer and the family is that prayer releases fire from heaven that makes your family a no-go area for the devil. Prayer releases fire. Someone say fire. It releases fire from heaven. It makes your family a no-go area. It's a family where the devil cannot come and be playing basketball inside your sitting room. Fire everywhere. Fire everywhere. That's why some of the people living around you, some of the neighbors will suddenly pack away. They just pack their load suddenly. Say, where are you going? Say, I'm going. Where are you going? I'm going. Where are you going? I don't even know. I'm trying to live in this place. Those who are around you causing you problem, they will leave you completely. I say they will leave you completely. Say a louder amen. Number five, vital fact about prayer and your family is that your beauty and your academic qualification will not move the devil to leave you alone. But prayer alone will do that. Thank God for beauty. Thank God for handsomeness. Thank God for your qualification. OND, BSc, HND, MBBS, ACA, FCA. Everything you can say you have. Devil doesn't care about all that. What he cares about is that you will know how to pray and you can pray. Once you see this one is a no-go area, your family will be a no-go area for the devil. I say your family will be a no-go area for the devil. Qualification notwithstanding, beauty notwithstanding, handsomeness notwithstanding. The devil does not know beautifulness, the beauty or handsomeness. When I was very young as a child, my mother had a friend. Till date, I've never seen a woman as beautiful as that lady. She was my mother's friend. Very, extremely beautiful. Till date, till when I was young, till now, I've never seen a woman as beautiful as that. but she never got a husband. I don't know. Maybe now, I mean, she must be very, very old now, like my mother. But till I still know, I saw her like 15 or less than 20 years ago. She never got a husband. But she's extremely beautiful with a good job. She was a top person in one of the biggest manufacturing companies in Nigeria. Top person with slick official car, 504. You think we'll be doing JC within like this. Very beautiful, loaded with cash, but no husband. So it tells you that it's not only about qualification. It's not only about beauty. It's not only about handsomeness. There are many forces against the destiny of a human being. My prayer for you is that nothing will incapacitate your destiny. Nothing will incapacitate your destiny. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Examples of families that were praying families. In the first service, I told us about the man, Zacharias and Elizabeth, in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Zacharias and Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Despite the fact that they didn't have children. In Luke chapter 1, verse 13. Luke 1:13, the Bible says, the angel said, we have heard your prayers in heaven. Talking to Zacharias, Luke chapter 1, verse 13. We have heard your prayers. God has heard your prayers. And then God gave them their child called John. My prayer for somebody here today is that God will hear your prayers. I say, God will hear your prayers. The secret prayers of both husband and wife shall be heard by God. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number two example of prayerful family, like I said in the first service, is Elkanah and Anna. Anna was trusting God for the blessing of children. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says they were always going to Shiloh, and God eventually answered them. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, God heard her as she prayed to God. God heard her prayers. That is the same way God will hear somebody's prayer here in the name of Jesus. But in this second service, I'll be giving us more examples of people who prayed and God answered them. The family of Abraham was a praying family. The third example is Abraham. Abraham was a praying man. He was a praying machine. In Genesis chapter 20 from verse 1, the Bible says that Abraham's wife, Sarah, was collected by another man in Gerar. The man was a king, King Abimelech. And the Bible says that this king took Sarah as a wife, and suddenly God intervened in verse 3 and said, you are a dead man. Genesis 20 verse 3. God came to Abimelech and in a dream by night and said unto him, behold, thou art a dead man. You are a dead man. You are a dead man. King Abimelech, you are a dead man. You collected another person's wife. You are a dead man. And he was, I didn't know. I'm very sorry. I didn't know. I'm very sorry. I went, rushed quickly to Abraham. Said, I'm very sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know that you are like this, that you are a praying man and God knows you. And the Bible says, Abraham prayed. Because at that time, immediately that happened, God plagued the entire family of Abimelech. Nobody, everybody there went barren. But in Genesis chapter 20, verse 17, Genesis 20, verse 17, Abraham prayed for Abimelech and God healed the family. So Abraham prayed unto God and God healed the family. All the women that their womb were closed were open. If you are a praying person, you are a dangerous person. If you are a praying person, you are a dangerous. Praying people are dangerous guys. Very dangerous guys. God himself appeared to the king. You are dead. In fact, they already carried your corpse away. You don't know who this man is? You don't know who he is? He just collect his wife like that. You are dead. That is how God will destroy those who are tormenting your life. That is how God will destroy those who are tormenting your life. I say that is how God will destroy those who are tormenting your life. Say a louder amen. The second example in this second service is a man called Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 6, you know the story very well of how the king of Syria was against the children of Israel. And the Bible says that it got to a point, every time the king of Syria wants to go and attack the children of Israel, the king of Israel had information on what they planned in their bedroom. The king of Israel knew what the king of Syria was planning in their bedroom. So all of a sudden, the king of Syria went to his boys and said, "What's going on? Who amongst you is a bad person here that is always revealing my secrets? The things I plan with my people in our conference room, in our palace, how come the king of Israel knows?" One person raised up his hand and said, "It's not us. There's a pastor, there's a prophet called Elisha. He's the one that knows what you are doing in your bedroom. He's the one that reveals what is going on to Elisha, to the king of Israel. His name is Elisha. Anything you do in your bedroom, God will tell him in his own bedroom." Prayerful people are not normal people. Prayerful people, they are not normal people. They have access to revelation. The Bible says there's a spirit in man, but the inspiration of God giveth him understanding. Job 32 verse 8. They have access to information. What you said in your bedroom, they know it, they heard it. God told them, this is what this person and his wife said in their bedroom. And the Bible says, one day, the king of Israel, Syria now said, go and get me this guy called Elisha. And they sent troops. Media, I thought you'll be following me as I'm speaking. And they follow them. Oh, you are enjoying the message. You forgot to project there. Praise God. They are also enjoying the message. They forgot to even type anything. I said, go and take troops and arrest him. So they went to where he is and they surrounded the whole city. Then the son of Elisha, the son, like a boy that was following him, I said, "My father, they've surrounded this place, oh. They want to catch us, oh." He said, "Relax." Someone say, "Relax." He said, "Relax. Relax." 2 Kings 6, verse 17. He said, "Relax." Everywhere. He said, our own troops are more than their troops. And he says, and he prayed. He said, "God, open their eyes. Open this boy's eyes." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. God will open your eyes today. I said, God will open your eyes today. You see, when I'm telling you that you cannot be destroyed, some of you will be looking at maybe I'm just talking nonsense. It's because of eye opening. The eye is open. I know that there are angels guarding you. Hello. There are people following you. You are not alone. Oh, go back to that scripture. Beloved. Media. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses. Somebody say horses. Chariots of fire round about Elisha. Somebody say amen. Prayerful people are heavily guarded people. Prayerful people are heavily guarded people. One day I woke up in the morning and I saw neighbors at our gate. I said, "What's going on?" I said, "What's happening?" He said, "You didn't hear?" I said, "What?" He said, "The whole house around you was robbed in the night." He said, "They didn't get here." I said, "Get where?" I slept and I woke up and God preserved me. I did not hear. Took my time, had a nice time with God in the scriptures in the night, did my prayers into the night and went to bed. When I went to bed and the robbers were going around seeking for whom to devour, the house became invisible. Peeked everywhere, went everywhere, knocked the door, blasted doors open. They didn't see the place. That is how the protection of God will be upon you this year. Mark it, anywhere you travel to, you will go in peace and return in peace. Your children will be safe all throughout 2021. You will be hearing of what is happening in other places. It will not touch you and your family. Say it louder, amen. Say it louder, amen. If you were not in the first service, you missed a lot. I'll advise you to get the tape because I can't go through half of what I spoke about in the first service. I'll be going into the second service now because I have to omit a lot of the things I talked about, the benefits of praying and all that. That I talked about in the first service. I might not be able to go through that because I have quite a different outline for the second service. Praise the Lord. In the second service, I concluded the message by speaking about some ways to grant your family miraculous encounters. And I said one of them is prayer of agreement. You must agree together in prayer, husband and wife, regularly on matters and issues that concerns your family. Regular prayer. And I took it from Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20. I said, very verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If, again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, someone say anything, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The prayer of agreement of husband, wife, children, the people around them that they stay under the same roof carries a lot of power. Prayer of agreement. And so I might not be able to go deep into that because I spoke about that in the first service. But in the second service, I'll be speaking to us about the second point or the second vital thing that brings about divine miracles in the family is called family altar, daily family altar. I said, every family should have a family altar. A family altar is in a place in your house where you pray and pray to God daily. A family altar is where you pray and pray to God daily. It is not a secret place where nobody can enter. It's not a shrine. It's not a shrine. It can be the parlor. It can be the bedroom. It can be your study. It can be your dining room. Every family that wants miracles should always pray together. What are the benefits of the family altar? What are the benefits of the family altar? Number one benefit of the family altar is that it guarantees God's presence. Matthew 18 verse 20. Matthew 18 verse 20. Whatever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. Matthew 18 verse 20. Anywhere two or three are gathered, husband, wife, children, your house girl, anybody that visits you, go and knock their door. Please, we want to have family altar. Please come out. Nobody should be in your house and you are praying and they are still sleeping. No, you wake them up. If they want to go and sleep after, it's okay. But they must join you in the place of prayer. Anybody that stays under your roof, if you stay in my house and you are not ready to pray with us, you are sacked immediately. You are going. You can't stay there. Or you are staying in my house and I'm coming to church and you say, no, I'm not going to church. I want to stay and watch ball. That's the end of your stay. Your stay has just been eliminated. Your visa has been revoked. Because two cannot work together except they've been agreed. Family altar guarantees God's presence. Number two, family altar guarantees the meeting of needs of the family. Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. This is a blank check. If two or three of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Family altar guarantees the meeting of the needs of the family. It means all your needs in the family will be met easily if you do family altar. That's why the devil doesn't want you to pray together. He knows all the things you are desirous of. You can easily. Now listen to me, couples and married people that are here. One person should initiate it. Mostly, it should be the man because the man is the priest in the house. But if your husband is not initiating, you initiate it, my dear. After this message of Pastor today, I think from tomorrow or from tonight, we should start a family prayer together. We should pray together with the children before we go to bed. Then he will say, oh, yeah, that's true. Some days he might not join you. He will say, just continue. I will join you later. Don't worry, continue. On some days, drag him there. But it's necessary because this is very... It will bring about miraculous encounters in your family. Number three, benefit of family altar is that it helps the spiritual growth of the children. Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is grown up, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way that he should go. When he's grown old, he will not depart from it. When you are training your children, on praying through family altar. When they grow up, they will not depart from that style. They will not. That's their way of life. Children learn from their day-to-day experiences. The way you train them day-to-day is what determines how they will be living their life. And you know, training is what turns trash into treasure. Training is what turns a nonentity into a celebrity. What brought us here today? Training. One of my friends, who is a pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, saw me on evangelism yesterday. He said, Pastor, you two are doing evangelism. I laughed. He said, anyway, I don't blame you. The training you got from here, from the church we were attending together before, see, the training you got from here is still in your body, actively in service. I just laughed. He said, oh, yeah, enter my car. He said, you are finished. Let me take you home. It was the one that dropped me at my gate yesterday after the evangelism. Training. Somebody will say, I can't go after evangelism. I can't walk on the road. Who knows you? And you are saying you cannot walk on the road. Are you the one they are looking for? Training. Once you have been trained to do it, it becomes a part of your life for life. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. Number four, benefit of family altar. I said number one is what? It guarantees God's presence. Number two, it guarantees the meeting needs of the family members. Number three, speak up, please. I can't hear you. It helps the spiritual growth of the children. So when you are praying together, the children will grow spiritually. It's a you. Lead prayer today. Firstborn, lead prayer today. You, the secondborn, lead prayer today. Now, on the third day, he said, the firstborn, yeah, give us exhortation. Teach us on praise from Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. Let people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall ye thy increase. Say what you know about it. Oh, yeah, begin to talk without microphone. You, tomorrow morning, you are the one teaching us from 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Tell us what it means to pray without ceasing. Oh, yeah. You are preaching tomorrow on Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, your light has come. Tomorrow you will tell us, what does it mean to arise and shine? They will tell you something, shall? Then you correct them. It brings, when you pray together, you are able to teach the children in the way of the Lord. Number four, benefit of family altar is that it's a place of instruction. Genesis 18 verse 19. For I know that he will command his children to walk. Command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the ways of the Lord and do justice. That's talking about Abraham. God was talking about, he said, I know Abraham. He will command his children. 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 Whenever you are engaged in family altar, it's a place where you can instruct your children. It's a place where you can instruct your children. What you did yesterday is not very good. You were fighting together. Don't fight again. Don't fight. The person you should be fighting is the devil in the place of prayer. You don't need to be fighting your brother and your sister. What you said yesterday is not too good. Don't say it again. Oh yeah, raise your hand and say, Father, please forgive me. Because I abused somebody yesterday. I'm very sorry, sir. In Jesus' name, amen. He will say it. It's a place, family altar is a place of divine instruction. It's a place of divine instruction. Fathers, take responsibility. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Even if you are not at home, take charge. Thank God technology has made things very easy now. Anywhere. Hello? Did you guys pray this morning? What did you pray? Who led the prayers? What was the Bible verse you prayed with? If they begin to talk, and you say, no, I'm calling you back in 20 minutes, go and do that. Take charge, fathers. Give instructions so that your children can become children of distinctions. My prayer is that God will give you the wisdom. What are the dangers of prayerlessness in a family? What are the dangers of prayerlessness in a family? Number one is that it exposes the family to devil's attack. 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about whom to, seeking whom to devour. Prayerlessness is like opening the door to the devil to attack your family. 1 week without prayer, 1 month without prayer. The only time you pray with your family is only when you are in church and when your wife is sitting down beside you. That's not right. That's not right. Prayerlessness opens the door to the devil. They don't pray in this family. Oh yeah, let us perch here. The devil will not be able to perch in your house. Your house will be too hot for the devil to hide there. Say a big amen. You know, when you are using gas cooker and the gas cooker is not on, roaches and rats hide inside. When you begin to cook beans that will not be for long and heat is coming there, all of a sudden you see the rats coming out. You see the cockroaches coming out. So you people are here. Why? The heat is making them what? Uncomfortable. They become uncomfortable. That's how the wicked will be uncomfortable in your house. So that's why you have to keep the fire of prayer burning in your house. You have to keep the fire of prayer. The devil says, this house, I can't stay here. This one night. The next time they send him to your house, he said, is it the Ajala house you are sending me to? No. Please, sir, send me to another house, please. I'm not going there. The last time I went there, the problem I came with, 7 days I could not stand up, please. Just one day, I tried to enter the place. Is a problem. Your testimony shall be a testimony of a preserved family. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. What are the dangers of prayerlessness in the family? Number two is that it hinders the flow of blessing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18. Wherefore, 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18, wherefore we would have come unto you, but I, Paul, Satan hindered us. Satan hindered us. Satan is a man that hinders. 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 18, he hinders people. If you don't want devil to hinder your blessing, pray as a family. There are many families here. You should have gone more than this. Something is holding on to your blessing. You are praying, but your praying is not enough. That's it. You are praying. I'm not saying you are not praying, but your prayer intensity is not up to standard. The prayer is not hot enough. You see all these cockroaches, scorpions, they are still hiding in the corners of the house. When they see the intensity of your prayer, they flee away. Evil people, they hear your voice. And they run out of their close places. They run out of their... They say, this house, I know they stay here again. I know they stay here what? I know they stay here what? I know they stay here again. They too, they pray for this house. I know they stay here again. This here, I don't get sense. Why you too? Why you not go there? Go give them problem. I know they go there again. Make I go trouble their child. I know they go there again. Make I go give the woman... trouble, I know they go there. That's how to do it. If you don't want the devil to hinder you, if you feel your family is not where it's supposed to be, intensify your prayer, husband and wife. Intensify. In those days, as pastors, when you get to church, sometimes you meet people in church, they will perch in a corner, they will be praying. They can be outside, they will be praying. In these days, it's only on service days people come to church. Only on service day. It shows that the prayer level of most believers has dropped to below zero level. Not to now talk of if you are now praying in church with other believers. Proverbs 27 verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron. You are with other believers and you still cannot pray. It means when you are alone, you will not pray at all. That's what it means. If you are with believers and somebody is praying, and then you can't pray. If you are alone, within 3 minutes, you have slept off. Take charge. charge in the place of prayer. Take charge in the place of prayer. If you are busy during the day, take charge of the night. All this chat talking from morning to night. He will not take any believer anywhere. Uploading. You are uploading on the internet to enrich people. You are not uploading to heaven to enrich your life. Let your voices be lifted in the place of prayer. Let your voices be lifted in the place of prayer. My dear, let's do 3 days intense prayer this week. 3 days, 2 hours. You lead praise worship, I lead prayer. The following day, you lead worship, prayer, I lead praise worship. Those are the kind of competition you should be doing. Don't do any other competition apart from spiritual competition. You don't need competition of clothes between husband and wife or competition of money. You don't need it. Who's praying more? Who's reading Bible more? Who's reading books more? Those are the competition you should do. Charge yourself. Charge yourself in a place of prayer. Ask relevant questions. Dangers of prayerlessness in a family. Number one, it opens the door to the devil to attack the family. Number two, it hinders the flow of blessings. Devil will not be able to hinder your family. Let me give you one more and I will close. Dangers of prayerlessness in a family. Number three, it reinforces carnality and spiritual weakness in the family. It reinforces carnality. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. When you are not doing family altar and praying in the family, you become carnal. Small thing. You will raise your voice on your wife. Small thing. You begin to misbehave to your husband. But a non-praying person is a carnal person. You know why? Prayer will not make you sin. It will hinder you from engaging in sin. Prayerlessness will push you towards sin. So, the more you don't pray, the more you become carnal. You will love him so day when you don't pray. You will love everything carnal. Everything that will be that you'll be wishing for is carnal things. Your flesh. Because prayer is hard work. Prayer is work. You see, when people pray, they feel it. They feel it in their leg. You feel it in your back. You feel it everywhere. I pray today. Prayer is work. That's why people don't pray. It's a lot of work. When you don't pray, you become a carnal Christian. What others do, you will do. People that don't pray, you will know them. They are scared to be so short like this. Very short. When they sit down like this, it's a problem. When you don't pray, you become very carnal. As a man, when you don't pray, things that believers should never think of, those are the things that will be flowing through your mind because you are not praying. You are not praying. Praying families become spiritual families. You pick divine signals fast. You tell your husband, my dear, this person you are working with now, be careful about him. I don't know, but I can sense something. Then you too, as a spiritual man, pray and say, my dear, I agree with you. I will draw back from this man that you say I shouldn't. That's how the praying people do. But when you are carnal, you'll even be pushing your husband to somebody that will be giving him girlfriends. That man is a good man. He's a good man. Because you are not prayerful. You are not spiritual. Every man and woman that is not praying is joking with carnality. Did you see Eve praying before she was tempted in the Garden of Eden? No. She was not praying. So it was easy for the devil to come in and tell her, what God said she didn't do, yeah, do. It's okay. But when you are praying, you say, no, you can resist the devil. You can tell him, no. What's this? This is not right. When you are not praying, your spiritual defenses are shut down. Well, I've overpreached in these services this morning because I know there is a family here God wants to deliver, and that is your own family. I say that is your own family. as if that is your own family. So this week, engage yourself maximally. When we just got married, my wife and I, when we want to pray, the neighbor said we should always shut our windows because of the noise of the two of us. We had no children. We shut the windows. Our clap would be disturbing the whole compound. So we shut the windows so that it will reduce it small. Clap, pray, clap, pray. Not too long after that, God built us a house. Because God knew that with the way we wanted to be praying, we could not be tenants in that kind of place. So he built us a house. And we moved from there. We left. We had big, big people in that place. We left all of them there. They were still renting the place. We moved to our own house. The little house that God gave us at that time. So we could pray extensively. In your own house, even if it's one bedroom, a landlord is a landlord. Hello? Even if it's one bedroom or two bedroom or whatever it is, you landlord, I can't do anything you want to do. If you want to pray, anytime you pray. Come be in my house and you come and knock and say, you are making noise, you are disturbing me across the fence. I tell you, my friend, and you go away from here. But if you are still a tenant, they can tell you, please, no self-fellowship here. No, you can't pray too much. No landlord can tell you not to pray, but if you make too much noise, they can tell you that, please, reduce it. God will build you goodly houses. God will build you goodly houses. You have to pray into it. You pray into it. God will see that you have outlived that rented place. The way you want to be praying to him, it cannot be in that kind of environment. It will move you to another place. Shift you. We had not fixed light in the new place before we moved there to go and pray there. No light, nothing. We just moved there. No fence. Just let's go there. And to the glory of God, we don't even stay in that place again now because it's a long time. After a short time, it was also too small. That's how God will be shifting your family from level to level. I say that is how God will be shifting your family to level to level. There are some things we can't share here because by nature, we don't like saying a lot of things. You know, that's just the way it is. We remain just the way God has helped us and just continue to teach with humility. But my prayer to you today is that your family shall become a praying family. Your family shall become a praying family. God will set you up for a lifting this week. God will change your family status this week. God will change your family situation this week. The spirit of prayer is coming upon your family this week. The power of prayer is coming into your family this week. The spirit of intercession is coming upon your family this week. Say a louder amen. You are blessed. Your children are blessed. Your family is blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Please take your seat 1 minute. Before we go into praying this morning, you are here in the second service.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.